Welcome. Please state your names and your positions.
I'm Beth Vivio. I am owner of Corporate Fitness Works.
Michael Vivio, also owner of Corporate Fitness Works.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
We have been in St. Pete just over 7 years.
What organizations are you involved in?
Well, running Corporate Fitness Works is now a big part of what I'm a part of, but I also sit on the board of the Johns Hopkins All Children's Foundation, St. Petersburg Free Clinic Board, and Shorecrest Prep School Board.
In the last year or so, I left my corporate job, which was CEO of Outback Direct Marketing based here in St. Pete. Left that role, and Beth and I went through the process of buying Corporate Fitness Works. My civic work has been in and around economic development here in St. Pete. I'm the immediate past chair of the St. Pete Economic Development Corp, and I've been on the executive committee of the St. Pete Chamber.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Well, quite literally, what gets me out of bed every day is our dogs. We have a collie and a pug who wake me up. But aside from dog walking, we've got kids and now this great new company that we're running. So lots that motivates me to get up in the morning.
In addition to all Beth's answers, I think that what motivates us now is at our age and, you know, mid-career, we're both 52, to start something new and to have the world of possibilities be completely fresh at this point in our career is enough to get you out of bed. And it's extremely exciting.
Why St. Pete?
You know, we're originally from Ohio. And so one of the things that I love about being in this part of Florida is that pretty much everybody's from the Midwest, or more specifically from Columbus, Ohio, where I grew up. We did 12 years in Texas, which we loved, but that was culturally a little harder to get integrated. The minute you come to St. Pete, you're welcome. I felt right at home, and that's one of the reasons we love it here.
My answer to why St. Pete goes back to a story I've told in the past. We moved here from Austin, Texas. I ran the newspaper there, and we were very active in the community and really liked the urban lifestyle that Austin offered. And when we had the opportunity to move to Tampa Bay, I lived at a corporate housing out by the beach and really didn't feel like home. And we looked at other places to live in Tampa Bay, and nothing felt quite like being near St. Pete. I remember a recommendation, a good friend said, you need to go down and take a look at Old Northeast and take a look at what's happening in downtown. And I think that might be a place you'd like to live. And so after about 2 months of being in Tampa Bay and not finding what we thought we might like in a house, I remember driving there and calling Beth back in Austin and telling her, this is the neighborhood we need to live in. And I gave her actually an intersection and said, tell the realtor we want to live within a mile of this intersection. And we did. But I remember seeing in St. Pete the nucleus of what goes on in Austin, and whether it be people walking on the sidewalks or restaurants with outdoor seating or the energy that comes from all of the young people up and down Central Avenue at any time of the day. We saw what we experienced in Austin and wanted to be part of that. And so we moved to St. Pete and have loved it ever since.
What is one habit that you keep?
Well, and this answer is really not about the company that we bought, but it's going to sound like it. About 3 years ago, I started working out with a personal trainer, and that is not something that I had done very consistently prior to that, and it has made such a huge difference for me. It's a commitment that I keep. I think that's an appointment I won't break. Yeah, so that is a very important part of my daily routine.
Same thing, really. We came to fitness and we've always tried to be active in our life, and I've always been active in my life, but to set that regular workout schedule and adhere to it really has been something that has carried me through stressful times, you know, and I see where it matters in our life. And so when we came time to make this investment to add up all of the great fundamentals of the business and land on something that we can truly believe in because it backs up a habit in our life was perfect. But I want to give you another answer because Beth actually gave that one. You know what? I listen to audiobooks always. So if I'm in the car by myself or if I'm walking the dog, I'm always listening to an audiobook. And that's just the way I stay current and the way I stay entertained.
Who are some people that influence you?
It's hard to come up with specific people. There are a lot of people who influence me. But I think in broader terms, I enjoy listening to podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasts right now is called How I Built This, and it's all these entrepreneurs that talk about their companies, and I things like that I just find so incredibly inspiring. And I love to, you know, whether it's somebody who started a business or someone who had, you know, a great role in history, I love to understand what motivates people, learn more about the work they've done. So I think those are the kinds of, I don't know, just interesting people are what motivate me and interest me.
Well, Joe, that is a giant, giant question. And so, I don't know if I can give you a who either. I can tell you the type of person that always motivates me. And that can come from younger, older, a mentor, or something, just a fresh perspective. And it is the kind of people who are always curious, always have high energy, are always optimistic, and always looking for the new in things and the creative in things.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, a book that I just recently read, it was on the recommendation actually of our executive team at Corporate Fitness Works, is a book called The Four Agreements. It is a great kind of self-help book, if you will, but I strongly recommend it. It's the kind of the playbook, if you will, for our executive team in terms of how we promise to interact with each other. And I think it's a great tool for any business.
The practice I would share with readers is to focus on what you're doing right now, what you're doing today, right? Don't plan on the job that you might want sometime in the future as much as planning on being completely focused on what you're doing right now. Be as great as you can, because if you do that, the things in the future tend to take care of themselves. And so, as I've talked to a lot of young people over this last year about career stuff and where they're going and, you know, how do I get to be in your position sometime? And I said, well, look, if I was planning this when I was 25, I don't think I could have done it. When I was 25, I happened to love my job and I happened to be all in and try to do my best. And that led to the opportunity at 26 and the opportunity at 27 and so on and so on. So life is a series of steps that lead you down a path. And if you focus on the one you're at right now or one you're on, you'll be better off.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
One thing I wish I knew really is it's very personal of just to trust in my own abilities, to just feel confident in what I'm capable of doing and realize that even the most accomplished individuals are just like you and me. You know, we're all human and we all learn as we go and we make mistakes and hopefully learn from our mistakes. So really just trusting in myself and my own abilities.
Well, I'm actually kind of glad I didn't know the change that was coming down the road, because the opportunity that happens when life gives you a curveball and the ability to take a fresh look and find that you have energy you might not have thought you had, I'm not sure I could have appreciated it 3 years ago as I do now, after having come through the other side of this opportunity to completely reinvent what you're doing and reinvent what the future looks like. If it was coming at me and I knew it was coming, would I have been fearful or would I have appreciated it? I guess I don't know.
What's next?
Wow. Well, what's next is continuing to learn all about our new company and make some growth happen.
And what's next is we are making a plan and working a plan, and that's going to bring opportunity. We don't know necessarily what that opportunity is going to be. We just know the direction it's going. We have incredible confidence that we're going to get there. And now it's just focus on the day-to-day, one step at a time.
Thank you.